Welcome to the My Control Room podcast, the only podcast that features discussion, tips, and commentary on control room ergonomics and much more. This is part two of a two-part series regarding staffing studies and assessments provided by UCDS. And now, President of User-Centered Design Services, Ian Nimmo.
So, as we look at this workload, one of the goals of doing this type of study is to redesign your distribution of workload. And we do cases. So basically, we teach the customer how to look at it from a perspective of, well, what would happen if we swapped this equipment to this operator? What would be the impact on the workload? And basically coming up with a balanced workload system. And we've just done this for one customer in New Zealand, and he's generated about 15 different cases. And basically he's got the cases down now where he's down to one or two options. But what he's been able to achieve in that is this redistribution of the workload across the workforce. And he's had to do that because he's adding a large new unit and losing a couple of units. And the whole demographics of their site's changing because of this new investment. And the refocusing of basically the operator workload, both in the control room and in the field. We've come up with some great examples. And one of the things that they're at now, they've got the point where they want to look at, well, for normal operations, we staff basically for normal operations. We don't staff for emergencies. But we have to be able to demonstrate that those people can bring the unit down to a safe state, and then we bring additional operators in based on the situation. So we have to stress test that organisation and demonstrate that it can bring all the units down safely. And that's generally into what we call a shutdown mode. And the management of organisational change that we offer is the thing that stress tests the organisation. So they've gone through this exercise of different cases of determining what their organisation could look like. Then they've stress tested it using the management of organisation change. And in that stress test, we've looked at different cases for different situations like loss of power, loss of air, a leak, a fire, different emergency situations, and how that organisation would actually bring the unit down safely. And occasionally you find that there's maybe one job out of, you know, 18 that is stressed in this situation and maybe can't fully manage all the things like bringing the furnaces, making sure they shut down safely after an automatic shutdown. And so you realise that you need more manning in a particular area from that, and you tweak it again and again look at the workload associated with it as you just sort of change their areas of responsibility maybe. And putting these two things together is a very powerful tool for our customers. And we recommend that after they've done the change, about 6 months after the change, they do a MOOC again to basically confirm that everything's working correctly and no jobs have been dropped and that everything's getting done by the new organisation. So two powerful tools. One is the staffing methodology and the other one is the MOOC, where the management of organisation change, which is used basically to confirm or stress test that new organisation. And we've had a lot of customers that have not only done this once, but every time they add a new piece of equipment, they get us to update the models and look at the impact on workload, just to make sure they don't drop the ball. When we look at staffing today, I think I can confirm that most organisations have the right number of people. They don't have too many people. That's the case for 99% of the time. It's just that basically it's the distribution of the workload is not even. It's skewed and some people are overloaded and underloaded. However, we have done some studies, and we did one recently for a customer in Norway, where they felt they were overloaded. They had an aging workforce. They were struggling to recruit people, and they wanted to go through a 30% reduction in their workforce. And we were able to use this methodology to redistribute their workload staffing. And we can confirm that their organization is running better, and it's better designed, and they're not dropping the ball on some things that they were actually missing with their existing organization, because they weren't linked together very well. There were silos in different organizations, and redesigning it has made a big difference to them, and they're becoming very profitable. I think the figures that they're quoting is they're saving around about $50 million a year. So again, a huge impact, and you know, that's not unusual for that type of business, where we've gone in there and helped them redesign their workload. We're finding in places like the Middle East and other countries where they've in the past enjoyed more people, and they haven't been as lean as Europe, they're now changing. That whole economics is changing, and now they're focusing on having the right number of people rather than just lots of people. And so we're finding they're also demonstrating that the need to do these workload studies to determine what's the right number of operators, and again, so they become more profitable. But for the United States, most companies that we go to, their numbers have been dictated by something else, like Solomon studies, which has got them to the economics of the right number of people. But the right number of people were not doing the right things. And so one of the things about the staffing study is being able to refocus that and get them doing the right things and doing it more efficiently, and making the workload more even across distributed across the site rather than peaks of workload. And unfortunately, on a lot of union sites where operators in unions can choose where they want to work, they bid for jobs based on seniority. All the experience is doing the minimum workload, and all the new people are doing the heavy workload jobs, which sometimes are some of the more profitable jobs. And you know, so you've got the least experienced people working on the most complex things. Sometimes that's not the smartest thing to do. Your experienced people think they've served their time and they can kick back and have a cushy job that's got very little workload. And by the time we've redistributed that workload, there are no cushy jobs. They're all a parallel. And hopefully that more experienced people will take on the challenge and go for the more complex jobs that that really are more profitable for a company. And getting that experience applied to it is a great idea.
We're at a good stopping point for this one too. So if we can do the same thing with the part one and part two wrap-ups, as well as the general introduction of yourself again and that.
So this is Ian Nimmo with User-Centered Design Services. I'm President and CEO. I'm pleased you've tuned in to listen to this podcast. This is part one of two associated with workload studies. And we hope you listen to part two. And if you would like to get more information on this, please feel free to contact us. All of our details are there on the website and our contact details. And we would love to give you more information. We have lots of technical papers available on the website on these topics. And thank you for listening. So this is Ian Nimmo with User-Centered Design Services. Thank you for listening for part two of this podcast. We hope you got a lot out of listening to part one and this part two. And you now understand what the services that we offer and some of the benefits it brings to our customers. We've got, again, a lot of experience in this area. We've been doing it for over 15 years, and we've done an awful lot of operators. So we've got tens of thousands of jobs that we've studied this way, and so we can give you a benchmark against the rest of the industry. We've not just done one industry either. We've done a lot of refinery. We've done a lot of chemical plants. We've done a lot of mines. We've done a lot of power plants. And we've done aluminum, we've done pulp and paper. So we've done a whole range of different types of jobs. And again, the methodology's worked well for the different types of jobs. And again, the fact that it breaks down into both control room operators and field operators for all these different types of jobs is consistent. And again, we find that the roles are very, very similar throughout the different industries, even though the product is different. So it's worked very well, and it's allowed us to gain experience in different industries and be able to apply that and come away with a better methodology.
Thank you for listening to the My Control Room podcast. This was part two of a two-part series regarding staffing studies and assessments provided by UCDS. To learn more about Ian Nimmo and user-centered design services, please visit mycontrolroom.com.